A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Mr. Rogers movie starring Tom Hanks, comes out next month. But already on view is one of the trademark cardigan sweaters that Fred Rogers wore on his show. Rogers donated it to the Smithsonian. The sweaters worked just as hard as he did, and when they wore out, well, it presented the show's producers with some problems. Christina Ruvalis is a freelance writer based in Pittsburgh. Her piece about Fred's sweaters appears on the Smithsonian website. Christina, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Before we get into the how of Mr. Rogers' sweaters, can you talk about just how much of an icon they became?
Oh, well, they were almost a symbol of him. They weren't much more than a costume. It was kind of the way he related to kids. He was putting on his play clothes. He was, you know, at their level. He was putting on sneakers and this comfy cardigan and taking off, you know, his a more stuffy adult suit jacket. So they really became iconic. And for him, it was so important because his mother had knit them. And it was also for him kind of an enduring symbol of maternal love.
I want to give a listen to Fred Rogers on the show talking about exactly what you were talking about, the sweaters that his mother knit. He shows a picture of her and points out how it takes a lot of practice to make the fine details. Here's a listen.
She makes sweaters for many different people. But that's one of the ways that she has of saying that she loves somebody. She uses needles and yarn and her own hands to knit the sweaters.
So an amazing emotional connection for the viewers and obviously for Fred Rogers himself, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah, he was very proud of his mother. She was Nancy McFeely Rogers. And she would make sweaters for like everyone in the family every year. And she'd have one for Fred, and as time went on, they'd have zipped down the front, his trademark cardigan.
Right, and that brings up an important point. If you, Christina, or I wanted to wear a cardigan, we might not have to think much about it, but there are challenges to doing live TV with a cardigan that you have to be able to take on and off as you need. What are some of the things that that meant for these sweaters?
Well, they had to... they had to zip up and down very easily. And they also, the mic, it couldn't get stuck. The first year when the show debuted in 1968, they were buttoned down. And in fact, Mr. Rogers buttoned them wrong. And rather than taking it over, you know, doing a retake, he kept it in to show the kids that, you know, you make mistakes, I make mistakes too. It's just a very Mr. Rogers thing to do. But then they decided that not only did he have to come in and change, he had to do this while he was singing It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. So zippers would make it easier, and they also wouldn't get caught on the microphone as easily.
Now, his mom made these sweaters for many years, but the show went on a long time. Eventually, she stopped making them. She passed on. What was the challenge then for the production crew?
Yeah, she died in 1981, and by the early 1990s, the thread was running thin, and they were wearing out. And Margie Whitmer, she was the producer at the time, said they'd looked everywhere, and they just couldn't find the kind of collegiate, you know, Mr. Rogers look in the 90s. It just wasn't cool. So it really became like the search for the Holy Grail, because they had to find a replacement that looked the same, because the big thing with Mr. Rogers also was continuity, this ritual of, you know, him speaking the same to the children and looking the same. So one day, Kathy Borland, she was the art director at the time, she happened to see a postal worker, and she ran up to him and said, "Can I see your collar?" So she, you know, grabbed him on the street, and he was nice and showed her the collar, and she called the company, and it went from there. But it was very challenging to find replacements, and it took a while for them to find something that, number one, they could dye.
Talking to Christina Ruvalis about Mr. Rogers' sweaters, a lot more went into it than it may have looked like on the screen. Christina, it's a bit of a mystery still, you write in your recent piece on Mr. Rogers' sweaters, where they were actually buying these sweaters from once they found this supply of them.
That's right. They took the collars off to dye them. And so they they can't remember. So originally, someone thought it was the Canadian Postal Service, but it wasn't. But I called this company that made the U.S. Postal Service sweaters, and they think they might. They always thought that they might have been the supplier, but the company records don't go back that far with A-plus everyday sweaters. And so it's kind of a mystery. But it was also a challenge once they got these plain white sweaters to dye them. Mr. Rogers was very frugal. This was public television in Pittsburgh, you know, not a flashy, you know, New York studio or anything. So he was very frugal. So Kathy Borland had to convince him to buy a $70 soup vat from a restaurant supplier to dye these sweaters. And she was a real expert at dyeing sweaters because she had worked on George Romero's zombie outfit. She had dyed about 500 of them for the Day of the Dead, et cetera. So with a yardstick in her backyard, she'd dye them until they were saturated, purple, green, red, blue, and rust. But then there was another problem. The fabric around the zipper didn't take the dye. So they had to hand mark them with Sharpies or permanent marker.
Wow. And there was once an issue when Fred Rogers met a gorilla?
Yeah. Coco the gorilla. He met him in 1998, and it was, you know, Fred being Fred, that, you know, the gorilla was touching, you know, he was very close, and it was this very, you know, kind of moving scene with this gorilla. And he comes back to the studio all excited, and, you know, Kathy smelled the sweater. It was like, oh, it stunk like gorilla. So she had to wash it, and then it kind of faded, so she had to re-dye it. And the other thing is they had to do surgery on the sweaters.
Really?
Because the collars weren't the same as the ones that Nancy McFeely Rogers had knit. They had to kind of cut them and do them in half. And he was such a thin man, he always kept his weight at 143 pounds. They often had to take some of the back, you know, take that in a little bit too.
I understand that when people in the Pittsburgh area heard Mr. Rogers needed sweaters, people did step up and at least try to volunteer to solve the problem. What happened?
Well, I don't know that they ever knew that he needed problems, because I think they kept it. They kept the whole idea that they couldn't find them just very hush hush, because they didn't want to tell people that he ran out of sweaters. But people like home knitters would see this icon and think, oh, I could knit him a sweater like that. So they would just, well-meaning home knitters would bring in sweaters. And Kathy Borland would say, oh, I just knew without even trying it on, it just would never work. Because this had to be a very sturdy for TV sweater, you know, and it had to fit him just right. So that, but people did want to say that they knitted Mr. Rogers a sweater. So now, kind of a point of pride.
As we wrap up, Christina, Mr. Rogers will be on people's minds with this new movie coming out with Tom Hanks. You are in the Pittsburgh area yourself. Is there a special point of pride in Pittsburgh when it comes to Fred Rogers?
Oh, yeah, that's a huge point of pride. I mean, he really, you know, he's this person from Pittsburgh, and, you know, yeah, there's a huge point of pride. I mean, everyone has a Mr. Rogers story and how he affected them, or how they saw him somewhere, or how they met him and how kind he was. You know, I mean, he really was the real deal.
Christina, thank you so much for sharing the story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Christina Ruvelis, a freelance writer based in Pittsburgh. We talked with her today about her piece on the Smithsonian website, looking behind the scenes at the secret history of Mr. Rogers' famous sweaters.